This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Real quick, again, if you are just catching up, if you're just checking in with us out there at practice with the Texans, unfortunately, some really bad news. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, the safety that you just acquired from the Eagles this offseason in the trade that sent Kenyon Green out that way. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, in an attempt to tackle John Metchie, seems to have hurt his knee pretty significantly. He was stretchered off the field and needed some assistance from a couple of Texan staffers to get into the building. We're waiting for more information, and I'm sure the Texans at some point, maybe today, gives us some level of update as to what the extent of the injury is, what the actual particulars of it are. And so as we get information, we will pass it along. But let me tell you what we're not going to do.
There's a lot of dumb out there right now. So, a lot of angry, a lot of dumb.
I try not to tell people how to fan. I try not to tell people how to comport themselves. However, what we are definitely not going to do is what happens here on the text line from the 713. Look, karma is a B. He was yapping, and he deserves to get hurt. Sorry. No, we're not doing
that. He's going karma.
We're not doing that.
That's just a sad person.
And without
that Dalton Schultz on the text line or something.
But here's the thing. Sad person. And this is what I was going to say. Without,
is that the offense on the text line?
Without even moralizing way too far in any other place, I guarantee you every single person that he was yapping at, talking about belt to ass and everything, you ask any of them if they want C.J. Gardner-Johnson to be injured in the way that he was at some level of karma, they would say, hell no.
We're not doing that. Ask any of them if they want C.J. Gardner as a teammate.
They all say, hell yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, we're not doing that. Yeah. That's one thing I will tell you. We absolutely are not doing that. All right, let's talk about the Astros. Unfortunately, unable to get the sweep that we were all hoping for last night, finishing off a set and honestly a little bit of a road trip versus the Marlins. And it was really on the back. It was a 6-4 final. Mm-hmm. And it really what got this thing away from you was Spencer Arrighetti in his return to the majors was just getting hit. They hit the mess
out of him. Go ahead and say it, Lopez. I know you want to say it.
I texted it. I'm good.
Go ahead.
I texted it to them boys on Wessie.
Go on and get it out.
Arrighetti and meatballs? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Well, it was.
I low-key think you want him to have bad outings so you can say that. Just so you can say that.
No, I don't. I didn't even start it. Reggie's texted.
What? Yes, I texted. They were hitting them.
And I said, Arrighetti and meatballs.
That is not. That. So don't put that on. How is that my fault?
I wouldn't have ever said it.
I started by talking about the game.
You would have said it if you seen that stat line.
Oh, I saw the stat line. Trust me on that. So here's what I'm calling it, because I'm going to steadfastly stay with my point yesterday that the stretch run, the biggest run of the season, started yesterday for the Houston Astros. 48 games were left, now 47. You're getting guys back. Pitchers are coming back, starting with Arrighetti yesterday. This was the most important part of the season, the first game of the most important part of the season. So I'm calling it the Stretch Run Chronicles. Day one of the Stretch Run Chronicles was yesterday.
Oh, God. Are you going to get like a...
We're giving it a title.
Are you going to get a voice recorder and like...
Day two.
Audio vlog.
Of the Astros.
Or audio log, rather.
Chronicles.
Unbelievable.
Tape one.
Yeah. So day one was not exactly great. But we can keep track of it because I really am convinced with that. So you're right. I mean, maybe it was rust, you know, getting back to what he had. But what do you have, 11 hits? Five runs,
11 hits, five earned runs, and five strikeouts. He was, you know, they said he had 85 pitches, ultimately 86 pitches is what he threw, including allowing a home run. I mean, just there was a lot of soft contact in there as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But yeah, first game back. This was actually Spencer Arrigetti when he was asked about that. Did you feel rusty at all out there on the mound?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, obviously there was a couple mistakes in there, like fastballs that would stay over the middle, and I feel like I'm definitely better than that, and I know that I can command the ball better than that. So I wouldn't call it rusty necessarily, just kind of growing pains of getting back out on the mound. Obviously that was only my fourth game since getting hurt, so the rehab starts are good for building stuff up, but not necessarily for kind of like putting a game plan together. I think I did a pretty good job of that tonight. I mean, Victor's always really prepared. I'm always really prepared. So I wouldn't call it rust. It's just it's more of a growing pain thing.
The other thing that's interesting is, you know, you could not necessarily see this coming, but you could understand it. You know, it happens, you know, when pitchers come back. So it wasn't what we were hoping for, but these types of things happen. But now, I mean, we were talking a little bit off air about the schedule, and it didn't look that daunting.
No.
The next 12 games are no cupcakes, though. You got the Yankees.
Who look like a little league team half the time with the types of errors and you know, misgivings that they have.
Still in the hunt. Judge is back, et cetera. Then you have the Red Sox. You have the Orioles.
The Orioles, who have been
bad.
A bad team this year.
And the Tigers. I mean, you got the Yankees, Red Sox, and Tigers in the
Tigers did lose to the Twins, though.
Yeah.
And remember, this is the post-trade deadline Twins, which I don't know what's left of them.
Yeah.
Again,
the Tigers kind of been struggling a little bit, too. They got the Guardians on their heels now.
Yeah. All I'm saying is those are three, you know, at worst, you can say good teams.
Yeah.
Right? Good team. I know
not easy teams.
Not easy teams. The Orioles would be a different story. So all I'm saying, you know, this stretch run chronicles or whatever, this run that they have to ignite didn't get started the way you wanted, and it's not necessarily cupcakes the rest of the way. So, you know, how does it make you feel? But you do have more pitchers coming back too.
Yeah, that's the thing about the Arrigetti outing was clearly I couldn't just be like, all right, well, now you got a pitcher that you feel comfortable. No, this was clearly a very bad outing.
Yeah.
He's talked about it. He said that he's got to be better. He's got to give the team a chance. But there was a lot of soft contact, and I mean, look, there was 11 hits. I'm not going to be able to walk that one away somehow.
Yeah.
And they were just, it was conga line hits as well. Just boom, 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 boom. But it was very clear that he was so far off his game that I don't even know if I can use this in the data set. I will say, though, I was encouraged though that we are still seeing the offense, you know, fight, battle, and all the way into the ninth inning, you see them giving themselves an opportunity with, you know, the tying runner or the winning runner stepping up to the plate deep into the game, even though early on this game was already what some, you know, some iterations of this Astros team would have looked at as out of hand, right? So I do appreciate that. Now I ask myself how much of that is facing off against this Marlins team that coming in was hot, but looking at it, this series, they didn't look all that hot. Does this offensive kind of performance or does this offensive, approach continue? Because if it does, I do feel good about that. Because I don't think you're going to get that Arrighetti game, one, continuing from him. Mm-hmm. But then two, I think that more often than not, you will get a much better outing. And that's not saying something something huge. Mm-hmm. Yeah, your starting pitcher is not going to give up 5 earned runs most times. I think that gives you an opportunity to compete in a way that they really hadn't been of late. When it comes to the Sugarland Space Astros that have been going out there for
the most part, but that's why it's so important to me because you have that they've sort of manipulated their style of play and they're getting some guys back, but then there are some some sort of like, okay, let's see what this means. Jeremy Pena came in as a pinch hitter, but they're sort of bringing him along slowly. Remember he had the fractured rib and then he had was it a cramp or something in Boston when they came back after the All-Star break, so they're kind of bringing him along slowly. Cam Smith, they've been doing much of the same thing. So it's just so important. Thank goodness they're off today, but thank goodness tomorrow Hunter Brown and then Saturday Framber Valdez. So that'll be a good way to get back on top of things because the Mariners are just 2 games back today. 2 games back.
Yeah, you're going to have to be on your P's and Q's. So, yeah, back in action tomorrow against the Yankees, and that's another Apple TV Plus joint that we'll have to watch out for. But one of the things that also I talked about this offense kind of getting back to better ways. I think you're also seeing that, there's some of the guys that you've been looking for over the last 30 days starting to hit better. Christian Walker, a 288 average over the last 30 days. Yainer Diaz, a 277 average over the last couple of days. Both of them over 800 over 800 OPS. Like you're seeing some of those guys start to hit better, and on top of that, them having some protection and being placed in the lineup in a better place that suits what they have been doing and probably makes them a little bit more comfortable hitting. So again, the offense somewhat meeting the pitching. Unfortunately, yesterday the pitching was really raw. I think that there's good reasons for why it was raw, but hopefully for Arrighetti it gets better. But as of right now, you have not found your third starter. If should the season end right now,
Yeah, and no updates on McCullers. Christian Javier pitched 2 2/3. That's not a lot, so he's coming along slowly. Luis Garcia, I think he pitched 4 and change in his last. So it's not like we wouldn't expect this, but I feel like you're going to kind of have to sort of recalibrate expectations when those guys do get back up here.
Yeah, for sure. But we're still on the lookout for the return from the IL of your pitching help, especially seeing as you didn't do anything at the trade deadline. Swing and a miss, you are 0-for-1 right now on seeing if that comes back around. Obviously, I don't think you're throwing Arrighetti in the trash by any means, but no, that was unfortunately not what you were hoping to see from Spencer. But good job by the boys to try and to keep gritting it out there, keep trying to see about if they could get the win. They'll have a much-needed day off today. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day here, Lopez.
Ready?
Yeah, okay, fine, I'll do it.
No,
inspired by a conversation we had yesterday. What's
Figgy
a restaurant?
Brought it up.
Yeah, Figgy did bring it up. What's a restaurant or team that you just had to quit on? You may have a reason why, might not. You just quit on them. 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.